Jonah Lomu. New Zealand won the inaugural World Test Championships in cricket, beating India in a hard-fought final at the Hampshire Oval in Southampton, England. Cricket commentators across the world have hailed New Zealand's triumph, and the internet is abuzz with accolades for the unassuming, hard-working and gentleman-like players in a team without stars. But I tend to disagree with these comments. This New Zealand team, in my opinion, is an extremely strong, skillful and a star-studded team which has very professionally executed their skills and plans and emerged champions. Kane Williamson, Ross Taylor, Tim Southee, Trent Bolt, Kyle Jameson and even the now retired BJ Watling are respected enough in the game to be called stars, which they truly are. However, this blog is not about the above-mentioned stars, but it's about a player who grabbed headlines at a very young age and undoubtedly became one of the finest rugby players produced by New Zealand. This blog is about the great Jonah Lomu. Born on the 12th of May 1975 in Auckland, Jonah Lomu became the youngest New Zealand player to represent his country in international rugby when he debuted for the All Blacks against France in 1994. The year of his reckoning followed soon when the All Blacks travelled to South Africa to participate in the much talked about Rugby Union World Cup in 1995. The South Africans were being ushered into the international sports arena after a long layoff due to apartheid sanctions. New Zealand, being fiercely competitive, brushed aside opponents and remained undefeated in the group stages. Jonah Lomu, all of 6 feet 5 inches and 120 kgs, was the All Blacks' spearhead. He was not only gifted with raw power and strength, but also had tremendous speed and skill. He was difficult to stop when moving in full flight with the ball, and at the same time he was difficult to get through when he defended. The tournament was taken over by the 20-year-old Lomu Storm. The opponents were virtually in awe of the player and found no answers to combat his form. New Zealand beat Scotland in the quarterfinals and faced England in the semis, the game in which Jonah Lomu very famously scored 4 tries. With England, one of the toughest opponents, out of the way, it was advantage New Zealand when they faced the resurgent South African team on the 24th of June 1995 at the Ellis Park Stadium in Johannesburg. Against all odds, South Africa beat New Zealand in extra time to record one of the most famous victories of all times in the history of rugby union. The 1995 World Cup is remembered as much for Jonah Lomu as it is for the great South African victory. A star was born in the form of Jonah Lomu, the most feared of players on the field. However, destiny had something else to offer. Jonah Lomu started developing health problems in the early 2000s with kidney ailments, which took him out of the game. But the never-say-die Lomu fought illness and came back to play. Unfortunately, the Almighty had willed otherwise, and Lomu the Invictus breathed his last on the 18th of November 2015. Rugby had lost a great exponent of the game at the age of 40 only. I'm sure the heavens would have named the star in Lomu's name.